All right, I'm coming. I'm coming. Wait. I'm coming. It's like I'm always racing you out the door. I just don't understand how you get out of the house so fast. What? No. I'm not always forgetting something. No, I'm not. I didn't forget anything this time. Yes. 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 I'm very sure. Wallet. Keys. Phone. I even brought some sunscreen. And my book. Yeah. You never know. Date nights can be so many things, especially with you. It's like every day's a date. We could just be walking on the beach or whatever. I don't care. Plus, you didn't even tell me where we're going. Oh, come on. No, I'm not that forgetful. I swear, you didn't tell me. No, you didn't. You didn't tell me. I would have written it down and committed it to memory, put it in my Google Calendar. I don't know. Okay, fine. Fine. Tell me then. What did I forget? Okay. All right, that's not true. No. I think I would know if I forgot underwear. Yes, I'd feel a breeze or something. Oh. Okay, shoot. You're right. You're right. Okay, fine. You're right. Well, what are we even gonna do on this date then, If we're like going to the movies or bowling, it shouldn't be a problem. Well, I've got socks. And I can bowl without bending over. Well, I can't bowl well without bending over, but I can get it down the lane, okay. So where are we going? What are we doing? A trampoline park. Are you kidding? Can we turn back? Please, I need underwear. Come on. Well, it's not fair. No, it's not. You knew I forgot it when we were leaving the house, so you're as at fault as I am. More, maybe. Yes. Well, you have what is it? Mens rea? Yeah, you have the mens rea aspect. It's a guilty mind. Yeah, you knew I was not wearing underwear and just let me leave the house like that. I didn't do that. I had no idea. Okay, whatever. Like, okay, fine. Then I'm half guilty because of the actus reus. Oh, come on, that's the guilty action. Okay, so like I'm half guilty because of the guilty action, and you're half guilty because of the guilty mind. So, like, together, we're fully guilty, basically. Well, what are you gonna do to make up your half of the guilt? Huh? I mean, how do you have no guilt? I just explained mens rea. Oh, really? Well, tell me where the extra pair is. Earn it. How? Okay. Fine. You were right. I just said it. Again? It's not my fault you didn't hear it. Turn up your ears. I'm sorry. You were right. Okay? Okay. I forget something every time we leave the house. Oh my God. You're ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. You know that? I would be bouncing bottomless without your brilliant mind coming in clutch to save us all from my buns being unleashed. Now, tell me where the extra pair is. Why would you put them in there? Well, they're not gloves, silly. Everyone knows legally that's all that can be in the glove compartment. Why else would they call it that? Okay. I'm shutting up about it. You're the actual best. Thank you. Really. I appreciate you so much. Honest. And I'm very, very excited for our date. And it's quite a relief to not be bouncing with my buns out. What? What do you mean? Everybody with, like, access to Wikipedia can know law terms. Yeah, like, and also, like, I've seen Legally Blonde. Of course I have. It's like a fall classic. Have you not seen it? Well, we can add that to one of our dates then. But no, seriously, anybody with Wikipedia can look up some terms that they're curious about and just, like, do a deep dive on it, and then suddenly I know something. Yeah, we should. Oh, tell you what. Since we're going to, like, a trampoline park, we can look up, like, different jump types on Wikipedia. Here, I'll show you right now how simple this is to learn something new. So we go to your browser of choice. For me, you keep your eyes on the road, though, okay? You keep your eyes on the road. I'm the one doing this, okay? So we look up Wikipedia. Wikipedia. How's that even spelled? Okay. And then we go to Wikipedia. Well, that just brought me to Google. I want Wikipedia. Google. And then we click on Google. And we go to Wikipedia. Wikipedia. Okay. Then we click on that link. And now we can search anything we want. So, say we want to search, like, jumping contest. So, we type that in. Because I want to learn different types of jumps and contests. Because I want to beat your buns. Okay, so there's something called a frog jumping contest. I don't think that's what I want. Slam dunk contest. That's not right either. Maybe trampoline jumping. Oh, high jump. No. Pole vault. No. Pogo stick. Oh! Jumping contests are often held on pogo sticks. Do you think they'll let us bring pogo sticks into the trampoline park? Well, I mean, I didn't bring one either, unless you've got one in your glove compartment too, but that's kind of small. It can only fit like a pair of gloves and some extra underwear for me. Okay, so maybe not pogo sticks. What? Oh my gosh. Keep driving. You keep your eyes on the road. You're getting us there safe. What about Olympic jumping sports? Do you think I'll find something that I can beat you in there? High jump, long jump, list of Olympic ski jumping, triple jump. Is that when you jump three times? Maybe. Oh man. He does look like he's jumping really high. No, I'm not going to show you. You're driving. I told you. Eyes on the road. Gosh. There's a standing triple jump. What? Oh, it was only for 4 years. No, wait. Yeah, it was only for 4 years.
Wow.
Wild. When were
were photographs even invented? Because this is from 1900. And then 1904, they had this triple jump from standing position. This is one of the three standing jumps that have featured in the Olympic program alongside the standing high jump and the standing log jump. None of those are in there now. Maybe we should do a standing jump contest. So you got to be stock still, standing up, straight up, and then you just jump. Do you think we can do that? I mean, we'll have those trampolines. So that'll be a help. Do you think we can get an Olympic judge out here? Do you think you have one in your glove compartment? Fine. Are we almost there? Anyway. I'm excited. I'm excited to show you how good my standing triple jump is. What? How is it judged to be a triple jump? Because, like, there's Mario, where you click twice and then you get a double jump, right? Is that jumping twice as high as one jump? So would a triple jump be jumping three times as high as your normal jump? Or, like, what is a normal jump? Yeah, I could look this up on Wikipedia, I guess. Is that it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like they've got a lot of room for trampolines in there. Looks really big. I don't know. I feel like the ceiling could be a little higher. Once they see my standing triple jump, they'll probably have to lift the ceiling. What? Well, I'm going to beat your buns at that. Okay, I'm going to beat your buns. And then because of how beaten your buns are going to be at my standing triple jump, I'm going to get to choose the next date. And you know what the next date is going to be? Legally Blonde Marathon. And not just the first one, but the second one too. And the musical. That's right. Get ready. Strap in. We're all going to learn law today. Okay, let's go.